نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently taking our inspiration from the 16th sermon where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains some of the strategies that he has in mind with regards to the Islamic community. And we realize that his very powerful and deep insight with regards to the events of the past and how they reflect themselves in the present day and age and their relevance. And this gives him that very strength in able to provide that right, strategy. And that analytical expertise that he had with regards to the present day issues that, you know, made him understand what exactly the community is facing. So as there are people who might know very well about the stories of the past, but they are very, very weak in understanding and analyzing the present day situation. And a person who needs to guide the society needs to have both, to be able to know the past and to analyze today's day and age and see the relevance between the two and show the path ahead. And this was what Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to do.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. And we are talking about how Imam Ali alayhi salam was trying to apply a strategy in the society. And we saw that Imam Ali alayhi salam had analyzed the community very well. And he saw that the same difficulties and problems that the community faced at the time when the Prophet had come, when the community was still in the age of ignorance, that same ignorance has returned back. إِنَّ بَلِيَّتَكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ كَهَيْئَتِهَا يَوْمَ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ. The same difficulties, the same problems, the same sicknesses have come back. It was as if Imam Ali alayhi salam was saying, O people, O feeble-minded, weak-hearted people. I mean, this is a sad reality. It's not that Imam Ali is trying to degrade these people. It's just they had become like that. You today, as if Imam Ali is saying, you today are happy that the mosque of the Prophet has been expanded and that people are praying there, and there are large numbers of people coming to pray, and that, you know, people are reciting Quran, and they are doing various acts of worship inside that mosque, and you're happy with that. Or he's addressing that army general at that time and saying, "Oh, army general, you are only pleased with the fact that the Muslim lands have increased in number and might. You feel that you have been able to, you know, take your army to another corner of the world, and you have been able to engulf another piece of land with your authority. And that makes you happy. And you think that that is what Islam is. And that is the progress of the Muslim land and the Muslim society. Or, O Muslim leader, you are pleased that the Muslim society is acting upon the apparent acts of worship of Islam, the apparent orders like the prayers, the tax, the khums, the zakat. And you feel that, aha, the Muslim society is progressing and it is doing a good job. But, O Muslim leader, O Muslim governor, O general, O army general, O people, that is not it. That is not what Islam wants. Because I, as Ali, alayhi salam, am telling you that you people are facing the same sickness that you faced when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to you.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Now, it is a kind of a dilemma in our minds that is it possible that a Muslim society is observing all the apparent necessities of Islam, you know, and yet be in the very starting point that they were in when the Prophet came? Like, are they back to square one, despite the fact that they are doing all of these apparent glamorous and maybe, you know, extravagant acts of worship and acts of apparent devotion? Is that enough? Imam Ali alayhi salam saying, no, you are back to square one, O people. You have returned back to that area, to that particular position that you are in. What was there at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the problem with the community? What was the sickness at that time when he just came? There were some rebellious and tyrannical people who were controlling others and not allowing them to progress. There were dictatorial rulers. There was a vast gap between the rich and the poor. Some were being enslaved while others were enjoying riches that could not be imagined. People were in ignorance, compound ignorance. That means they didn't even know that they don't know. People were stuck in difficulties and problems. Yet at that time, the people were not aware. They did not know that they are sick. They did not know that they have problems. In fact, they thought that they are progressing. That very problem today, O Muslims, you have. Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying that if that time you had tyrannical rulers, today also you have tyrannical rulers. If at that time there was ignorance, today also we see the same ignorance. Why not when today a Jew, one of the bad Jews, no, of course there are good Jews and bad Jews, one of the bad Jews has become one of your scholars and he's judging and deciding between you. What has happened to your community? Ka'ab al-Ahbar, which is a famous scholar at the time. That means it shows that you have gone back to that ignorant state. And that is the danger that we are facing. And that is what we need to avoid. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه وفي الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه